This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with still great and further news about the COVID-19 worldwide pandemic. Some claims that the information is that maybe, just maybe, it was the product of a lab break in China. And what kind of lab, what kind of break, and what about the feeling on the part of so many Americans that efforts to mandate vaccinations for the U.S. military, to mandate coverage for teachers and people in every kind of life across the country, that was a violation of liberty. Now, of course, when people talk about liberty, they think about the Minutemen. They think about the people who fought alongside George Washington and the Continental Army. There is a stunning new book, and it's important and it's relevant and it's thrilling to read, and it will teach you aspects of our history that you don't know about. The book is called The Contagion of Liberty, and it was just nominated for an LA Times Book Prize in History. It's by Andrew Wehrman. He's been a guest once before on our show. He's an associate professor of history at Central Michigan University and a previous winner of the Walter Muir Whitehill Prize in Early American History. Professor Wehrman, thank you very much for joining us again.
Thank you for having me back, Michael.
Well, it's a great pleasure. First of all, George Washington is reputed and respected, and of course this is the very end of February, which is the month of President's Day and the month when we honor particularly our first president. Did he get it wrong to order all of the members of his Continental Army, struggling as it was, to go through some procedures that were still controversial at the time to prevent an outbreak of smallpox?
No, he got it so right. And got it right in such a stunning fashion that he saved the health of his army. The military was able to continue fighting the war. Before Washington gave that order, smallpox had ravaged especially the Northern Army, doomed a possible invasion of Canada. Washington wrestled with this decision, but it was ultimately very much the right one.
And what about those people who say that this is against the basic principle of personal liberty? I mean, if you're going to object to the government taking a few pennies from tea tax or glass tax or paper tax, why should you not object to a required medical procedure?
Well, that's kind of what's fascinating. So my book is The Contagion of Liberty, and a lot of what I discuss in the book was sort of ideas of liberty that early Americans had, and from the earliest foundations of governments in the colonies, the Massachusetts colony and on the South Carolina, Georgia in the South, they all established rules requiring the government to protect citizens against disease. It was foundational. It was considered a duty of the government. And I think sometimes we get, rightfully very concerned about our own rights as citizens, but the government also has duties. There are things the government must do. It should protect its people. And so colonists, early Americans in the United States expected their government to establish laws, regulations, quarantines whenever there were diseases struck. There were laws on the books from Massachusetts down to South Carolina requiring individuals to report their any kind of contagious disease that was in their household. If a child broke out with smallpox, you needed to report that to a justice of the peace so that you could be isolated from the rest of the community, or they would build a fence around your house so that nobody could come or go during the period in which you were infectious. And so when inoculation for smallpox was discovered and in the 1720s by the colonists, that was a shocking thing, to give someone smallpox on purpose. And that, this was the precursor to vaccination. But
what's particularly fascinating about that, and I don't think most people realize, I didn't, was that Asia and Africa were actually ahead of European civilization in understanding how this technology worked. And there was an enslaved African named Onesimus who actually provided the know-how to start the inoculations in Boston, right?
That's right, yeah. So on this, Europeans were, and by extension, colonial English Americans at that point were the last to really learn about this. Smallpox had become endemic in parts of China, the Middle East, Africa, and it was in those places. And there's debates over exactly where and when it happened, but it certainly wasn't a European discovery that you could purposefully infect someone, make a small incision in the skin, insert some smallpox matter and bandage it up, and that you would receive a milder case of smallpox that way than you would by receiving it naturally, breathing it in through the lungs. It was still a harrowing procedure. It still had a mortality rate of around 1 or 2%, but compared to 20 or 30% of mortality rate to smallpox, it was really self-evident that it was the way to go if there was any kind of epidemic threat. And so it was introduced in Boston first. An enslaved man who was given to the preacher Cotton Mather as a gift by his parishioners, if you can imagine the time. This is Boston, right? Not in the South, but there was, of course, slavery in New England as well at this time. And Cotton Mather asked his slave, Onesimus, have you ever had smallpox before? Just trying to figure out, you know, if he had had any immunity. And Onesimus must have been very smart, and he said, well, yes and no, and then described the procedure. Afterward, when smallpox did come to Boston in 1721, Cotton Mather sent a letter across Boston, published it in the newspapers, encouraging everyone to inoculate, and it was terribly controversial, but those who did survived it much better than those who didn't.
And that was some 56 years before the Revolution. In the Revolution, the subtitle of your book, The Contagion of Liberty, is The Politics of Smallpox. And what was the political impact of this discussion and the attempts to make people safer from this dreaded disease?
Well, the demand for inoculation grew and grew in those decades preceding the Revolution. And increasingly, poor people especially started demanding access to it. Or the procedure was expensive. Doctors charged a lot for it. And so ordinary Americans started saying, look, if there are going to be smallpox epidemics, the government has a responsibility to provide access to regular people and not just the wealthy. So in the decade, about the 1760s, 1770s, you see in community after community, town meetings, protests, demands for general inoculations, inoculations for all, or for hospitals that would also serve the poor and provide inoculations. And that is part of the backdrop of the Revolution itself, which actually took place during an epidemic of smallpox.
Fascinating and ironic is you had people who were self-described and clearly qualified patriots who were meeting at town meetings to demand inoculation, not to protest against it. Andrew Wehrman, thank you for joining us again. The book, which is an LA Times Book Prize nominee, is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. The Contagion of Liberty. We will be right back.
thanks for taking my call. You're the most brilliant radio talk host in America today.
The Michael Medved Show.
In 1982, E.T. and Rocky III were tops at the box office. Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll rocked its way to number 3 on the Billboard charts, and Washington State got its last cut to the state sales tax rate. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. 30 years is a long wait for a sequel. With record inflation and skyrocketing prices, we're long overdue. After more than $10.5 billion in recent revenue surpluses with no sales tax relief, it's time. Go to OverdueSince82.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And there's controversy surrounding a case of self-destruction, and it really is a case of self-destruction, and the self-destroyer even recognizes it. I will admit I have not been a particular follower of the Dilbert cartoons. I know they're funny. I know Scott Adams is talented. I know he's bright and opinionated and an interesting commentator. But the distributor of Dilbert, Andrews McMeel, Universal, announced on Sunday that they were severing ties, all ties with Scott Adams, who urged white people to get the hell away from black people during an online video program racist rant. That at least is the way it's covered in the Associated Press. The Washington Post and LA Times already announced they would no longer carry the syndicated strip. And all of this is based upon some commentary that he made about a Rasmussen poll. Now, there's nothing inherently wrong with the Rasmussen poll. It asked a series of questions, and one of the questions it asked is it okay to be white? 73% of Americans said, yeah, sure, it's okay to be white. They, 53% of blacks said it was okay to be white. 26% said no. 21% not sure. But it is a very weird question because, again, what is it okay to be white? I mean, really, yes. In other words, are you supposed to pretend that you're not white to try to pull a Rachel Dolezal, remember her, and pretend that you're black or pretend like George Santos, just pretend because you don't want to be a white Christian guy, white Catholic guy. You want to be Jewish? You pretend to be something else? Is it okay to be white? How weird that is. And then when they also asked people in this poll, do you think black people can be racist too? 79% said, yeah, of course black people can be racist too. You know, we've heard of Louis Farrakhan, come on. And or for that matter, Kanye West, really. And this is, he has a podcast called Real Coffee. I hope it wasn't black coffee. But usually when people say real coffee, they mean without sweetening. And there was no sweetening in the commentary that he offered on this subject and on that Rasmussen poll. And figure out, this got an amazing career, just shattered. Listen, here's Scott Adams.
If you know, nearly half of all blacks are not okay with white people, according to this poll, not according to me, according to this poll, that's a hate group. That's a hate group. And I don't want to have anything to do with them. And I would say, you know, based on the current way things are going, the best advice I would give to white people is to get the hell away from black people. Just get the away. Wherever you have to go, just get away. Because there's no fixing this. This can't be fixed. Right? This can't be fixed. You just have to escape. So that's what I did. I went to a neighborhood where, you know, I have a very low black population. So I think it makes no sense whatsoever as a white citizen of America to try to help black citizens anymore. It doesn't make sense. It's no longer a rational impulse. And so I'm gonna back off from being helpful to black America because it doesn't seem like it pays off.
It doesn't seem like it pays off, regardless of whether it's the right thing to do. And by the way, the poll that he was referring to, let me repeat it again. The majority of people in the country said, sure, it's okay to be white, including the majority of black people. The ratio of black people who said, yes, it's okay to be white, was 2-1 above the percentage of black people, 26%, who said, no, it's not okay to be white. And the idea that this makes black people a hate group, I mean, can you imagine if there was a claim that any other group in America was a hate group based upon not the way they behave, not the way they organize, not the way they live their lives, not the way they marry, for goodness sake, but based upon skin color alone? It's a bit outrageous. And by the way, what's very sad about this whole thing, first of all, he had, and it's an amazing total, who knew that Dilbert was so popular? It was in 2,000 newspapers, 65 countries, translated into 25 languages. And after he started cleaning off the fan, and which is yesterday, I mean, it's just now, he sent out a tweet, and he said, most of my income will be gone by next week. Well, he got that right. My reputation for the rest of my life has been destroyed. Yep. You can't come back from this. Am I right? Somebody will step forward. I don't know. It could be Al Sharpton. Somebody will step forward and say, come on, Scott Adams, can we help explain to you why what you said was really not acceptable, was really not mainstream or constructive? And I don't know, maybe bring him around to, you'll pardon the expression, the light side. This is a sad story. Jeremy is suggesting he should do marketing for the KKK. And it was earlier this month that the San Francisco Chronicle stopped publishing Dilbert in recent months after strips that joked about reparations for slavery and inclusive workplaces. The idea of Scott Adams gaining this explosion of fame and comfort, well, again, we have other problems and bigger problems. Some of those problems involve basically who we are going to be choosing from in an election for president that is coming up, and is coming up sooner than anybody thinks. There was an endorsement that may not be crucial, but an endorsement for Ron DeSantis for president that came about in an interview with a former candidate for president who didn't have the same kind of energy Trump did, and so lost the nomination to him. Who is it who has now turned to endorse Ron DeSantis? We will get to that and let you hear some words directly from the first official Democrat to challenge Joe Biden. And the first official Republican after Nikki Haley may be Vivek Ramaswamy, but I think that's something of a long shot, to say the least. We will be back with that and more political news, including some of the Democrats' problems in holding the Senate coming up, despite the fact that they have one promising Senate candidate in Michigan. We will get to that and more on the MedVet Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. America's top diplomat wants China to be more truthful about the origins of COVID-19. Nicholas Burns made the comments while speaking at a U.S. Chamber of Commerce event today. Burns said China will have to be more honest about what happened in Wuhan if the two countries are going to be able to work together. The jury in the South Carolina double murder trial of attorney Alex Murdaugh will visit the crime scene. Over objections from the prosecution, the judge ruled the jury will visit the Murdaugh estate where Alex's wife and son were killed.
The court will allow a jury view.
The visit could happen tomorrow, with closing arguments taking place Wednesday. Winter is far from over for people living in the Midwest and Northeast. Millions in those regions are preparing for another winter storm. The system, part of the same storm that rocked California over the weekend. Sleet, snow, and freezing rain currently spreading across the Great Lakes. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My role models are Truman, Ford, Hughes, Disney,
Medved.
This is fame, bro. Like, bro.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And maybe he can sit down for a summit with Scott Adams. How do you think that would work? We're talking about Ye. That's Ye, isn't it? And though I don't think he was Ye yet. He was still Kanye. Meanwhile, another widely admired, I mean, widely revered, mythical figure has basically indicated at a South Carolina Democratic Party event that she is planning a presidential announcement. Just what you've been waiting for. She is going to make her announcement apparently on March 4th, which would bring her right into line so that President Trump now has the former president, a female challenger, and an even more formidable female challenger, Marianne Williamson. That's right, the spiritual guide to hidden and mystical realms, is preparing to run for president. Listen to her speaking in South Carolina, where you think she's going to win the primary there? Listen.
Wish Elizabeth Warren happy birthday. I want to get right into it with you so you'll know why I'm here. The United States government is deeply corrupt. This is not a swamp. This is a sea of corruption. This has been going on for 40 years. And we're now at a point where basically we are not functioning as a democracy. We're functioning as a veiled aristocracy. The same kind of thing we said no to in 1776. The same kind of thing that showed and reared its ugly head with slavery, that shows and rears its ugly head with the suppression of women, that shows and rears its ugly head with segregation, with white supremacy, with Islamophobia, with anti-LGBT.
I was still waiting for the whole sea of corruption. And Marianne Williamson is the one to bring the nation forward. I don't think that Joe Biden is going to be losing a good deal of sleep over her candidacy. But Mark Leibovich, who we're going to be speaking to in a little while, has another female candidate in mind who could be far more formidable. And then again, there's this idea of President Trump actually putting away the nomination. There is a new promising Fox News poll, brand new, that showed that among Republican likely voters, 43% for Trump, 28% for DeSantis, 7% for Haley, and 7% for Pence. That is a good, solid lead for President Trump. There's something he could do, and I hope he doesn't do it because I don't think it would be good for the country, but I think it would be incredibly good for him and for his handlers and for the Trump team. What could Trump do with 43% to 28% over DeSantis, the only two candidates who really score significantly? Well, partially what he could do is continue to show his deep concern for suffering Americans, which was the subject of an SNL cold open, where a cast member portrayed Trump visiting East Palestine, Ohio. Listen, this is...
A farmer came up to me, big fella, and he said, "Sir, we have nothing to eat because our dirt is poison." And I said, "Well, what are you doing eating the dirt? Don't eat the dirt, folks. Don't eat the dirt. You should be eating the cold McDonald's I brought you." "But your train exploded, and who do we blame? Who do we blame? We blame Buttigieg. Pete Buttigieg. This was his responsibility. Unfortunately, he was too busy being a nerd and being gay to dealt with the very much more important issue of should trains have big poison. And I have to tell you, I call him Pete Butt. I call him Pete Butt. There's no way around it. That's just the best one. Believe me, I've tried it every which way, and it really doesn't get better than Pete Butt. But this would have never happened under my administration. People are saying I made the trains less safe. Not true, okay? Not true. I did a lot for trains. I made them bigger, faster, less safe, perhaps. But..."
By the way, the cast member they have, I mean, people remember Alex Baldwin, who seems to be otherwise employed, trying to keep himself out of prison for that terrible accident that occurred on the set of Rust. But the new Trump impersonator has the voice remarkably down. I mean, I think that's exceptionally there. Somebody else who is a voice that I think is beyond imitation, Woody Harrelson. He was on SNL, and he did a monologue in which he decided to blast drug companies, the same drug companies that have actually produced the COVID-19 vaccines that have now reduced the levels of COVID infection pretty dramatically. Here's Woody Harrelson, clip 15.
Okay, so the movie goes like this. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force all the people in the world to stay locked in their homes, and people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs and keep taking them over and over. I threw the script away. I mean, who is going to believe that crazy idea?
That crazy idea? Again, the idea that people are upset about some of the excesses in closing classes and damaging the economy and damaging our kids' education. The truth of the matter is, where we are right now in terms of COVID and the dangers of COVID. I mean, even traveling outside the United States, things are prominently and undeniably improved. Meanwhile, the President Biden, lots of rumors about him not running for office. And Jill Biden, this is clip 8, in an interview with the AP, had a different take on that, talking about her husband's candidacy. Clip 8.
He says he's not done. He's not finished what he started. And that's what's important. And I think, look at all that Joe has done, has accomplished.
So is all that's left at this point is just to figure out a time and place for the announcement?
Pretty much.
Well, pretty much. But meanwhile, there... Oh, go ahead. The other political news is John James, who is an outstanding rising star in the Republican Party. He's a black Army officer, Army Ranger, I think Special Forces as well. He graduated West Point. He ran twice for U.S. Senate and ran honorable races, but lost both times to the Democrats. He just won a seat in Congress. Now, there's a seat open. Debbie Stabenow is retiring from the Senate. That seat could be very competitive. Lisa Stefan, the Elisa Slepkin, I think her last name is a Democrat congresswoman from Michigan. She will be running on the Democratic side, but John James will not. Other Senate news and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
And we see in the middle of our mind a golden light.
The Michael Medved Show.
It is a place of infinite peace and infinite love.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
On the Michael Medved Show, it's Elisa Slotkin, who is the Democrat who is almost sure to be the nominee for U.S. Senate in the state of Michigan. And Michigan really has been a swing state, though they had a very bad year for Republicans in the races just concluded. I mean, partially because Tudor Dixon, who was President Trump's selection for the governorship, ran a weak campaign against the big Gretch. That's what they call Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, who has a popular rap song that she inspired during her landslide victory campaign. Okay, in terms of other races that may affect the control of the U.S. Senate, what's so fascinating about this is every single race counts. And one of the things that the Democrats have to worry about is Arizona, because their incumbent senator, elected as a Democrat, and Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who you know, she has left the Democratic Party. She is now an independent. She would never win a primary in the Democratic side. She could conceivably win a primary in the Republican side, but that would also be split and difficult. There's a popular Marine Corps officer, a former Marine Corps officer candidate on the Democratic side, Congressman Gallego, who is very much favored to win that Senate seat, but it's unclear, particularly if there is a strong Democratic candidate, and there will be with Gallego, and then a strong Republican candidate, which there could be with Governor, former Governor Doug Ducey. And again, it's a mess in Arizona. The Democrats can't be sure of anything. And they just got terrible news from New York State, where Kirsten Gillibrand, remember her? She ran for president. She was her only function running for president was she made Kamala Harris look a little bit less pathetic. I mean, she was horrible in the debates. She was humiliated. She won not a delegate. She had no business running for president. She's not a particularly brilliant or effective woman. She apparently is going to be challenged in a primary by at least one other Democrat, who is a charismatic black congressman named Mondaire Jones. So that's trouble for the Democrats, because it's always possible Lee Zeldin is talking about a potential Senate race, and he came awfully close to upsetting Governor Kathy Hochul in New York. Meanwhile, Jason Chaffetz, remember him? He was a congressman from Utah, has said he won't rule out a primary challenge to Mitt Romney in the Beehive State. I very much hope that Jason Chaffetz doesn't run, because Mitt Romney is an important voice in the Republican Party, and he continues to be and seems to me a dedicated and capable public servant. Another public servant who ran a very disappointing presidential campaign actually made an early endorsement of Ron DeSantis for president before Ron DeSantis even announced his candidacy or confirmed his candidacy. Here is Jeb Bush, former governor of Florida, endorsing another two-term governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, in an interview. Listen, clip 11.
Is this Ron DeSantis' opportunity to run for higher office?
I think it is. He's been a really effective governor. He's young. I think we're on the verge of a generational change in our politics. I kind of hope so. I think it's time for a more forward-leaning, future-oriented conversation in our politics as well.
Which has made him, should he choose to run for president, a serious contender in Republican politics.
And who better to do it than someone who's been outside of Washington, who's governed effectively, who I think has shown that Florida could be a model for the future of our country.
That's Governor Jeb Bush, who was a popular and effective governor of Florida, even if a little bit less effective as a candidate for president. Sheila McCormick, who is a member of the House, she is from the 20th District. She is a Democrat, very much a partisan Democrat. She had this to say about Ron DeSantis, and no, she's not endorsing him. Listen, this is clip 10.
Here he is again now, trying to make sure he censors what the American people know and what they can hear. And these are more an escalation of his intimidation tactics. His hope is not just to get this legislation passed so he can censor journalists, but also to send a resounding message to anybody else. If you talk against him, if you are against him, he'll come after you. And that's the kind of retaliatory nature that we've seen our governor practicing throughout the entire state. But, you know, for the good part is that we're starting to see more people come together, more coalitions coming together, saying that we're going to protect our democracy at any cost. And I don't think he anticipated this kind of pushback to everything that he's doing, especially in our Hispanic communities and our Caribbean communities. This looks exactly like the dictatorships and the totalitarian regimes that people left their country to come to the United States to participate in democracy. Even while I was out in the streets, I had people from Venezuela saying, you know what, the governor is starting to look more and more like a dictator. Yeah. And they're absolutely right. And that's the trajectory right now that he's heading down.
Okay, so why aren't the Cubans who have done very well in the United States leaving if he's shutting them down? Why is it he got a heavy majority of the Cuban vote? He got a majority of the Hispanic vote altogether, which is one of the secrets of his 20-point margin. I mean, how absurd this is. And part of what she's talking about is DeSantis has spoken about, as Trump did, about basically changing libel laws, making it easier for people to sue for defamation and libel. And again, I think that's something we don't need in this country. And the idea that you're allowed to say stupid things in the press without having the government crack down on you or having another lawsuit crack down on you, that seems to me to be one of the more wonderful things about America. Governor DeSantis sort of answered back on some of the media criticism. He appeared on Fox News. This is clip 12.
It's hard for them to keep up with you when you're constantly doing new things and leading on different issues. And we've pretty much kept that pace going throughout my entire tenure as governor. And people see you out there, they see you're active, but it makes it more difficult for these narratives to actually take hold when they're coming to shoot at you.
It's harder to shoot a moving target, and but that doesn't stop Congressman Jamal Bowman, who's a male member of the squad, that group of ultra-progressive congressmen in the House. Congressman Jamal Bowman actually said that DeSantis was all about sustaining white supremacy. Listen.
Ron is in his book club. It's the saddest book club in the world. It's just like
That's right.
A range, very diverse authors, all different shades of white people will be in that collection. What I mean, to you, when you really be blunt here, is the banning of some of the black history and teaching robustly in the books, is it part and parcel of trying to sustain white supremacy on some level?
Yes. Of course. Of course. I mean, historically, we African Americans weren't allowed to learn to read at all. Like, learning to read was a crime that you could be raped, beaten, or lynched for. So that is part of America's DNA, the exclusion of literacy from the African American community. Fast forward to today and today, what we have is many authors like Ibram X. Kendi and others who are writing books challenging the notion of race, challenging the notion of white supremacy, and providing content that raises the intelligence and consciousness of everyone in the country. That's happening directly right now with the 1619 Project.
Okay, raising the intelligence and consciousness of everyone in the country is different from political propaganda of either side. And what I think is so sad about this whole thing is that the objections to the advanced placement black history class and the curricula that the College Board had put forward, those objections were heard by the people in the College Board. One of the things that that Governor DeSantis objected to and his spokespeople was there wasn't enough attention to the tradition of black conservatives. And yes, black conservatives included people in many ways, like Frederick Douglass and Booker T. Washington, Jackie Robinson, who was a strong Republican, and of course Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell. And to exclude those people from a curriculum on black history isn't raising anyone's intelligence or knowledge base. It's simply propagandizing. Propagandizing for a primary run against Joe Biden. Who's can make the case? We'll be talking about that with Mark Leibovich coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.